Hey y'all, welcome to Gossip.
That is. I'm Mayoka.
And I'm Era.
Welcome back to the podcast.
We're here to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk.
Yes, and if you feel like we sound different, it's because we got some upgrades. You know what I'm saying?
We fancy or whatever.
Hopefully you sound good.
I like horror you.
Yeah, so welcome back, y'all. So we got a few things that we want to talk about. But first of all, y'all know it's Tuesday.
And y'all know we sipping our drinks like always. So I hope y'all having a drink as well.
Tell them what we're drinking, though.
I think this is a mango Bacardi mixed with a little Sprite remix and a little fruit punch from goddamn Minute Maid, bitch, because we is regular, degular, schmegula.
And also, I don't want to put nobody out there, but I only had two drinks. I had 1.5, and Jalen
had
four.
About four. Oh, okay. Was it really four?
He had four.
Okay. Listen, my tolerance is high. I feel like I only had two.
I ain't putting nobody out there, but I'm just saying.
But you did.
I know. All right, so we got a few things that we're going to talk about today. What are we going to talk about today, Ebro? We're going to talk about you not choking. Hold your arms up. Oh, that was cute.
You do that every time.
What I do?
Call me by my government. Y'all can't call me by my government because I know y'all done heard it on these past two episodes.
Y'all,
go ahead.
Y'all, we are three episodes in now. You know what? We gonna start having it. This episode, we're gonna share it. Okay, so
Yoke
but
is
we
trying
do.
To edit herself, you guys.
All right, so
she's trying to edit herself. She's trying to be PG. So bear with her, okay?
Okay, so I'll just go ahead and say it. Like, I've always knew this, when I drink, I use profanity more than I want to.
You're living.
I understand, but I don't share the podcast because I be cursing. And I don't want to be cursing and be embarrassed.
I think you don't share the podcast because you don't want to be judged by your friends.
It ain't even my friends. My friends know me. Ooh, that's the real truth there.
Exactly.
It's not my friends. It's people.
The judgy ones. You know, who be judging when they got their own stuff to be judged about. Okay. I'm going to say it because Yoka can't.
I could say it.
She can, but she ain't. So I'm going to say it. Bitch, what you doing in your closet? Clean up. Sweep your own kitchen hoe.
Ooh, first of all, I just really feel like I should be videotaping this. Can I say videotaping?
Mm-hmm.
How old am I? Mm-hmm. I should be recording this right now because if y'all could see how Jalen is assaulting my microphone right now.
I'm ready to fight this bitch.
Okay, you better back up off for her, okay?
These is your friends that's judging you.
Oh, those my friends? Okay.
What is you judging her for?
Get a little closer. Oh, I haven't even shared it with my best friend.
Who was that?
Kanisha.
You didn't?
No.
Why?
I haven't even told her about it.
Why?
Because I feel like I be cursing.
So?
And I know she's not going to judge me like that because I be cursing with her too. She don't be cursing.
She's going to laugh. She's going to make it so
funny. She is going to laugh. Yeah. But I just haven't shared it because I know she's going to give me a real in-depth, like, constructive criticism, and I want to at least have three episodes or something like that.
And you want to know what you take that as?
What?
A grain of salt.
A grain of salt?
Mm-hmm.
I trust her.
That's okay. What? Take it as a grain of salt or two.
I trust her. She gonna give me the real, real. I love you, best friend.
Let me hear this criticism.
She'll tell you. That's my bestie. All right, cool. Oh yeah, shout out to Andrea. Love you, girl. Okay. Marquez. Alright, cool.
Marquez.
Okay, first of all, you said Marquez.
No, I did not.
You said Marquez.
Okay, so maybe I did because it's like
so
country.
Ever since you said
Marquez.
That, it's been Marquez. Throwing me off. Okay.
Okay, so let me like sound it out. Marquez.
Marquez? Like, but that's the thing though. I would have always called him Marquez if you not had told me that it was different. I would have always called him Marquez.
But that's just
that's the
our
name.
Countries.
Oh, what's your country ass?
Marquez.
Hey. Say number. I want you to say number and then I want you to say
you
back.
You know something? That's always been a thing for me. And I always say I'm country because Yoka told me I say number instead of number.
He says nimber.
Number.
And I want him to say back. I don't know if you still say this. Say back.
Back?
Oh, you just say back. I remember you used to say bike.
Really? My mom makes fun of me for saying that, and I always tell her I never said that.
You used to say bike in
Denver.
That's
a St. Joe thing.
Huh?
Out bike. That's the thing.
Your country ass. Oh my God. Backwards
ass. I said that? Oh, your drink is gone, girl. You need another one.
Ooh. You ain't trying to share that Bacardi with me. That's the real tea, boo. Okay. What you want to talk about today? Because we got a lot of things that we want to discuss.
Well,
earlier
today, I did text my co-host here, Mayoka, let her know that what the fuck is going on with Kanye? Have you been tuning into Kanye?
To be honest, I didn't know nothing about Kanye until you said it. I had no idea, literally.
You want to know what? I did see it on social media. I saw that he was wearing his Make America Great Again.
His MAGA hat.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I saw he was wearing that hat. I saw bits and pieces of what he was saying. But, like, I think that's so fucking crazy. So I was like, you know what?
He is so stuck in the sucking place. And he really is. He really is. Seriously.
But I just want to know, like, what's his logic?
Tell him, what did he say? Basically, he was endorsing Trump.
I think that they are both narcissistic. They are living in their own world. Kanye can only relate to Trump because the reality that you are relating to is non-existent, bitch.
Why is everybody a bitch?
I don't know. That's my favorite cuss word. It really is.
Okay, cool.
And I say he's narcissistic because people who are narcissists, they never really feel like they're wrong in a sense.
Right.
It's like when you call them out on something, you're challenging their perception. And Kanye, I relate to the fact that he feels like he can think or he can feel however he wants to feel about whoever, whether it's Donald or whether it's fucking Cher. But at the same time, I feel like Kanye is rebellious. I think that he is mostly rebelling against maybe the black culture or even just culture in general, American culture, that everybody is saying that Trump is not the way. Like, Trump should not be our president. I feel like he is rebelling because I'm Kanye. I can feel how I want, and I'm going to capitalize on the fact that I'm wearing this cap. I feel like this. I support him, and you can't tell me that. And now I'm going to capitalize off of that even more because you're trying to tell me you can't support him. But I'm fucking Kanye. I can support who I want to. I'm in America. I think he made a statement. If I was focused on racism, I would have moved out of America a long time ago.
Right. White people don't like to hear that, but America is racist.
I think he's mostly focused on rebellion.
My thought is that Kanye has like this villain syndrome where he sees the villain and he wants to kind of like root for the villain. Like, he has this underdog syndrome where he says, okay, I know Donald Trump personally and I know that he's not a bad guy. That's how I feel like he's looking at this. I don't feel like this relationship is mutually beneficial. I feel like Donald Trump saw an opportunity where he knew that he was going to be on Saturday Night Live and he knows that he has a large influence. And he said, you know, let me call Kanye or something. This is just my opinion. I don't know if this is true or not, but why would Kanye just decide that he's gonna wear a MAGA hat? I feel like he said he learned from that. He learned that he hurt so many people's feelings by that and that people were really rooting for him. I really just feel like Kanye just being manipulated.
And that's what I'm saying. It's all about Kanye at the end of the day. Him supporting Trump at this moment is giving him some type of publicity, whether it's good or bad. But to Kanye, it's all about fucking Kanye. If it's publicity, whether it's good or bad, people are talking about Kanye.
I feel like Donald Trump wants good publicity because he has so much bad publicity. I feel like he just feels like he feels like Kanye West can get him a black vote or something. Like
But at this point, Kanye is not good publicity.
I don't know. Like, that's so crazy because I really do feel like, you know, speaking on what we're going to talk about later, I do feel like he's canceled. Honestly, I feel like he's canceled beyond, like, uncancellation. Like, we're not going to resubscribe to this. Like,
and
we
see,
canceled. We canceled.
That's going into what I'm saying. Like, Kanye is rebelling against the black culture. Like, you guys
Kanye just wants to be a rebel. That's it.
Yes. Yes.
Kanye feels like he wants to say something that nobody else has said.
And I have the right to say it, and you can't tell me what I can say and what I cannot say. I am here in America, and I can say what the fuck I want to say. This is Kanye's thoughts, I feel. And I'm going to say it, and if you come at me, I'm going to go even harder.
I feel like when he decided to wear that freaking MAGA hat, honestly, everything with that damn Kardashian family is like about dollars. About making money. And I feel like, I don't know, I think his father is still alive, but I feel like ever since his mom died, he's never been the same. He ain't gonna be the same. He not gonna be the same. And even when he said George Bush don't care about black people, honestly, thinking back, like in retrospect,
that was so funny to me.
It was true, and everybody kind of like put him at a different level after he said that, because it felt like somebody has to speak for us. Somebody has to speak for us. And I feel like Kanye feels like he's speaking for somebody.
Do you think maybe about 5 years from now, when Trump is not president anymore, Kanye did say he was going to run in 2020. Isn't that what he said?
He did say he was going to run for president. Ain't nobody going to vote for your ass. I don't care. Nobody's going to vote for you.
But do you think that 5 years from now, could we possibly look back at what he was saying and say, oh, I see.
Oh, maybe he was
right. In some aspects that he was right.
I don't feel like Kanye is a bad person. I just feel like he doesn't use logic. He does not think. Even Kim said, he's not even into politics. So if you're not even into politics, why do you want to make such a political stance? You don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Like Cardi B at this Global Citizen thing when she was being political and talking about whatever the fuck she was talking about, because I don't know what the fuck she was talking about, because I don't feel like she knows what the fuck she was talking about. She was just being Cardi B and saying, oh, this is how I feel about where I come from in America and my ethnic background.
Why your voice change?
Because I'm being Cardi B right now.
Go ahead.
And my ethnic background. You guys need to get out and vote, which is a good thing.
You're wrong.
What?
You're wrong.
I don't think she does enough research.
She didn't say nothing about ethnic background.
No, I'm saying she is speaking from her ethnic background. Not saying that
this
she...
This is what she said. We need to vote. Especially us. And I thought, my first thought was when she said especially us, was she talking about black people? Was she talking about Afro-Latinas? Was she talking about minorities? No, because she continued that statement and she said, we need to vote, especially us millennials. But she said 18 to 25. Of course, you know, 18 to 25, we especially need to vote because a lot of us don't. And we do need to vote. These midterms elections, we need to vote. I don't think that you should count her out just because of her background. We do need to vote. She does have a lot of knowledge on some things. Yeah, smack them damn teeth. I disagree with your ass.
What's the next culture? What's the next topic?
Okay, and also, just talking about Kanye West, I have a theory that Kanye and Kim are gonna get a divorce. I have a theory that Kim...
She's reading in between the lines, y'all.
Listen, I have a theory that Kim Kardashian is going to leave him. Let me tell you how I know. How I think I know. So, she never would talk bad about him. She would never talk about the arguments. She would never talk about the disagreements, period. Last night's episode was basically centered around her issue with Kourtney and also her issue with Kanye West. She had two arguments that she brought up on camera.
But she never used to talk stuff about him.
Yes, it's approved, but I feel like he's easily manipulated.
Kanye?
I'm dead ass serious. I feel like he's not manipulated by the masses, but he can be manipulated by one person. His wife. I can manipulate my own husband. Come on now. I can. He can manipulate me too. Shit. He can manipulate me. So, but anyways, this is what really my theory. I just feel like.
That was good to know.
What? What?
That you can manipulate one person.
If they care about your opinion.
Maybe I shouldn't say that on microphone.
What are you trying to manipulate? I'll keep that to myself. All right, I don't give a damn about this theory. All right, cool. Let's talk about Married to Medicine, though.
What you want to talk about with them hoes?
You better not be calling them no hoes, because I love me some freaking Dr. Jackie, Dr. Simone, okay? And I love Toya Bush Harris, too.
Okay, so about this whole trip with Heavenly.
I'm sorry. I love Dr. Contessa. And I Contessa. Love Dr. Heavenly.
You got to say Contessa.
Contessa. And then Toya. I like Toya, but she's tripping. No, I think I spit in my own eye. Oh. I'm just kidding. We so close. Okay, go
ahead. Trying to talk in this damn microphone.
Okay, so no. Okay, so what about the trip to Miami with Dr. Heavenly? You don't know.
Mm-mm. I just know that Heavenly felt that she could invite Heavenly and Simone because... Why are you laughing? What didn't I say?
That Heavenly felt like she could invite Heavenly and Dr. Simone.
Jackie and Simone. Heavenly felt that she could invite Jackie and Simone because they would give her the real on how they felt her progress was going.
Yeah.
But didn't she find an issue with that?
Yo.
At one point? Yo. And it was the jump on Heavenly train?
Yeah. So I see what this is. We all gonna gang up on Heavenly. Dr. Heavenly, this is what this is. So no. When Dr. Jackie telling you something, she's telling you the real. Okay? So Dr. Jackie was trying to call her on her stuff. Talking about, okay, basically when you get mad or you get insecure about something, you go ahead and you go to a deep place and you dig deep.
And you do the circle effect. And it's not only what I'm calling out and you, now you want to put that back on me because you want to deflect at
this
point. She
wanted to put that on Dr. Jackie. She said, well, Dr. Jackie.
So now we're deflecting.
Mm-hmm. She said, Dr. Jackie, well, I would much rather you call me a bitch than some of the stuff you said.
Oh, so now we're deflecting.
Oh, okay. So Dr. Jackie felt that from her spirit. She knew where this was going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So this is what
we're
doing.
So now you're going to circle this back around to me because I'm calling you. You want to know something? You want to know something?
Yo, you're going to say this every episode. You want to know something?
People are always going to come at you crazy when you challenge their perception of reality. Like, if you challenge their perception of what the fuck is going on, they don't know how to take that. And I think that's how Heavenly was. With Jackie, like, you challenge her perception of reality, and now I'm gonna call you out because I don't feel like you do that either.
I just feel like that's more so something that a stubborn person would do, something that somebody has a bullheaded person will sit here and
someone
be like,
that's stuck in their ways,
stubborn. But I do love Dr. Heavenly, I love her. But the point is that she always is praising Dr. Jackie, but when Dr. Jackie has something to say about her, she felt like, oh, this is the team up on Dr. Heavenly thing. No, we're just telling you about yourself. Sometimes you got to tell the people you love about themselves.
You know what? You're afraid to accept certain things about yourself.
How many seasons has Dr. Jackie been on a spiritual journey? I mean, Dr. Heavenly. How long has she been on a spiritual journey?
She's never going to find.
The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. Don't you dare. You're trying to counsel her? You're trying to cancel her? Listen, she's gonna make it on the spiritual journey.
She is, because she's persistent about her spiritual journey, so she is gonna find it. So
when you're on a spiritual journey, you can't be like, okay, you don't want your friends. Journey. You are?
Yeah.
What is it? You on a spiritual journey to the next vodka bottle? That's fucked up.
That was so fucked up.
I thought you were gonna say something. I thought you were gonna make a joke.
You want a journey to your next vodka bar? Your next vodka drink?
No, I was just kidding with you. I'm not going to ever say that again. I really thought you were joking. I thought you were going to joke with me. But you were not joking. Simple as that. You were serious. So she's just on the spiritual journey. She's going to have to sit here and she's on the spiritual journey. She's going to have to listen to people and their input, especially the people that you have in your corner, the people closest to you. You're going to have to listen to them tell you about yourself. If you can't do that, you're never going to grow.
You're never going to grow.
You're never going to get past where you are now. And that's why she does go on this cycle.
Because
honestly,
she's stuck in the same pattern, in the same ways. And it's just like, you invited these people to call you out on the things that you're trying to grow beyond. But yet, you want to fight with them when they call you out on it. And
yeah,
that's not okay.
You want to disagree when they're telling you about yourself. No.
When that was your end goal, when that was your purpose of the trip anyways.
Yeah, but I can't wait till next week, though, seriously. So, one thing that I do want to talk about, though, just based off recent events, even though, especially talking about Kanye West, because I did say he's canceled, I want to talk about cancel culture, literally. I really want to talk about that.
She's going to educate you guys as well as
educate me. We going to educate you guys. The hell you mean?
That sounds like something Izzo would say.
Who's Izzo?
Off of fucking Insecure. Do you not watch Insecure?
Listen, my HBO got cut off.
You need to,
two episodes ago.
Listen, I'm not going to be.
I had a 3-month charge.
I mean,
a 3-month trial.
I'm going to tell you the website to go and watch all these.
I'm writing it down
TV
right now.
Shows, okay.
You're going to tell me later?
I'm not
going to
tell
don't
you
forget.
On the microphone because
I'm
they
gonna
might
write
go
this down
and
so
cancel
you remember
it.
Me. Remember. Plug. I'm just going to write down plug.
Okay.
Don't forget.
All right.
I don't do drugs, so just tell me about the other plug.
Plug walk.
Okay, so basically when people cancel somebody, I feel like the easiest definition for this is like a modern day boycott, which can be applied to like a brand or a company. That's the old cancel, but it's recently been extended to like canceling an individual. It's been extended to canceling like an individual. You can choose to not support a brand or a company. That's normal. That's effective. But when you choose to like boycott a person or cancel a person, I feel like that gets to an area of like that's taking away their humanity, basically. Because if you think about when you look at the past and you look at the boycotts of the past, you think about that, it's like I'm boycotting a person, I'm boycotting a company, I'm boycotting a brand, I'm boycotting a, you know, a bus or something
now,
like that.
Now a company,
that's different.
Yeah, but boycotting an actual person, that's like you taking away their ability to potentially grow and to live day by day. And maybe I learned something from 5 years ago, or maybe I learned something from two days ago. And you're taking that away from me. Like, you are this, what I found about you. This is you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to judge you because of that. You can't be a better person than what I found out about you.
Let me tell you, because lately, as of late, people have been being freaking super detectives, going online, finding old ass videos of these people, going online, finding like freaking Twitter shits, going online, finding
sure.
Twitter stuff, and basically like you digging back 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, digging back so many years in somebody's life, and this person could have been a teenager, could have been whatever it is, but you going back so
whatever
far.
Yeah.
But the point is that this person could have changed. This person could have had a different mindset at that time. And you're sitting there saying, oh, yeah, you canceled. Where is the humanity in that? Like, where is the compassion in that? Where
that's,
is it?
That's like when people, when you're trying to grow as a person, but people who you knew from the old you
still
hold you at that. Like, I knew you from when you was this.
Oh, yeah. Like,
so you faking right now because I knew you back then. So you can't grow past that.
Listen, don't let her have been a hoe in a born-again version. They like, oh, you can't be a born-again version. I
know
how many ran through you.
I knew. I was there.
No, you don't know
But
me.
you knew. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. You knew.
You knew
don't
me.
Know.
You knew me, but you don't know the
you
new me.
You don't know me here now.
Listen. You gotta catch this. You knew me, but you don't know the new me.
You knew me, but you don't know the new me.
I'm just saying. So basically, I just feel like we gotta calm down. We gotta be compassionate. You know, we gotta empathize with people because we gotta remember our shit stink too.
I don't know who the hell. Who thinks that they were put on this world to judge the next person? That's my whole thing in life. You are not the grand judge and jury.
No, you're not.
You are a person just like I am.
Yes, you are.
You have your own things going on just like I do. And then for you to sit and put your judgments, your perception, your reality, what you're going through, oh, I feel like you shouldn't do this because that's wrong, according to my perception of life.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck are you? Mind your business.
Ooh.
Do what's good for
mind
you.
Mind your business.
I'm going to do what's good for me.
Mind your business.
I'm living my life.
Go ahead. I'm keep singing.
Mind your business. I'm living my life. I'm trying to progress to my next level.
Mind your business.
If you worried about me and I'm worried about me, one of us is worried about the wrong damn thing.
Mind my business. To me. Let's sing it together. All my business belongs to me.
Bitch.
Okay. when we cancel people, we just rob them like the opportunity to grow. And we just decide, people can just dig into somebody's past and decide to judge them for their past mistakes.
You
but that person,
something? I'm guilty of it.
Everybody is guilty of that. But you can't just, listen, it's like an individual thing. If you personally decide to freaking cancel somebody, that's absolutely your decision. But if you call for a whole bunch of people, if you just, y'all ass just jump on like a freaking hive mentality, everybody just jump on and I'm gonna cancel this person, that really does have lasting effects on people. And you can't just cancel folks like that. You didn't create them. You can't cancel them.
It's like, why do you need somebody to jump onto what you have going on in life? Like, I choose to not entertain what you have going on. Now I need some validity to prove that I'm right and canceling your ass out.
Also, not only does that rob somebody the chance to grow, but that just takes away, okay, if your opinion is not the same as mine, then you cancel. If you feel some type of way, you cancel. No, can we just get to a place where we just can agree to disagree or something? Are you cold? I'm cold.
I did just have a cold chill.
All right, so basically, I just feel like first things first and last things last. I feel like when we cancel people, we have this cancel culture of where we all cancel a person or an individual or something like that, we cancel them. We have plenty of times in our past that we could have been canceled. If something has surfaced that we said, it would be cause for our own cancellation. Why can't we give each other the same compassion that we would want for ourselves? That's just that. That's just that.
I think that everybody is going through life through their own lens. Flick by flick.
Flick, flick, flick. You're so funny.
Scene by scene. It's your own perception. Mm-hmm. Perceive what you want to perceive. Take what you want to take from everyone else. You can perceive that and you can go on about your own damn business. Yeah. And I think that is the downfall of man.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
You did laugh, Yoko.
I apologize. I did not mean to.
That is a downfall of man. Who the fuck was put on this world to judge the next person?
Yeah.
Only God can judge anybody.
Now, I do feel like we all have judgments. It's no way that we cannot judge somebody. We're gonna judge somebody, but to judge somebody and count them out is completely wrong. You gotta look at yourself. None of us are perfect. You can't judge. You can't do that shit. It's just not right.
We all can judge, but it's not our place to inflict our judgment on the next person.
Question. Do you have a scenario where you felt like somebody canceled you?
Hell nah.
Come on. You've been canceled at some point. Come on.
I ain't been canceled ever.
You ain't never been canceled.
I'm really sitting here trying to think. Like somebody was just like, ooh, I know you did this a long time ago. No.
That's it.
And I'm really sitting here trying
canceled.
To think.
Let me think. Is there a time where I've been canceled before? Or somebody made me
like,
feel like
judging
condemned.
Off of something from your past?
Or even something that made you feel condemned. Ooh, I got a time, but I don't know if I can tell it. Tell me if this is somebody canceling me. Okay, a time where I felt canceled. I had just started back college. I had messed up my whole year. I started straight from college. Straight from high school. 3 days later, I was in college. I started in summer. I went away from high school. I didn't have a summer break. Mm-hmm. I just said, you know, let me just go ahead and do this. I did, and that was the worst mistake I could have made. It really was terrible. So I went summer semester and spring semester. Is that spring, right? Summer and fall semester.
No, yeah, summer and fall.
I went summer and fall semester failing out everything. I was just so unhappy, so depressed. I felt so bad.
You should give yourself a break.
I should have, but I was I don't know why people didn't tell me to just calm down.
A year is fine.
I don't know why somebody didn't say, yeah, you need to take the summer off. Nobody in my life told me that. Nobody told me that. So I fell out, and I could have kept going, but I was on like academic suspension or something. Mm. So I would have had to stay outside of the dorm. And then basically I was like, anyway, I want to go back home anyway. I have family members up in Albany, Georgia. I could have stayed with them, but I was like, I want to go back. So I went back to Atlanta, and then I went to Georgia Perimeter, and I got all A's like for two semesters straight. I was like, oh my God, look at my GPA. I got a 3.0. And it was like, that don't count. You failed the last
bitch, class. Yes the fuck it do. Fuck you.
Oh.
Sorry, boo.
I was like, so they was like, that doesn't count. You know, it doesn't, you think you have a GPA of 3.0, but you're not taking into account all the stuff that you did at Darton. And I was like, oh, shoot. So, and it just made me feel like, well, dang, like, I just came and I made all A's and it's not going to count. And I just let somebody cancel me with that. I canceled myself. And I said, I'm not going back to school because this is for nothing. I felt canceled. Like, now I'm back in school, but it took me a long time. I went 5 years. Oh, no, I went 6 years without being in school because just of something because of that person canceled. Said. I got canceled. And now, and I kind of even still have, like, this thought process in my mind that makes me feel like,
oh, shit, I'm not going
to finish. Well, I'm not going to do well enough, no matter how hard I try, you know, or something like that. So I feel like that's the time that I got canceled. Do you remember any time that you got canceled? Or is that just judgment? I feel like that was cancellation. I feel like I got canceled on a personal level because I'm not a big star, so I can't tell when everybody canceled me. I can tell when an individual canceled me.
No.
You never been canceled?
Mm-mm. I would say that I probably cancel myself.
How you cancel yourself?
We are all our biggest critics in the entire world. I can't say that I've been canceled by anyone else though, Yoka. I can't, honestly.
Okay, so we're gonna have to close out this. But basically, Era has never been canceled before because he's a bad bitch. Okay. And nobody has ever canceled him. Okay.
No, they have not, honestly. Everybody has supported me and told me that if you apply yourself, you can get exactly what it is that you're trying to do. You just have to apply yourself.
So then you had a good support system.
It's just always me. I'm an overthinker. I'm a perfectionist. So I cancel myself. That's what I'm saying.
Don't worry. Your time is going to come. You're going to be a famous superstar one day. And they're going to go back to your tweets from 2009.
And they better not say shit to me.
Your ass.
Because guess what? I'm going to say, fuck you, bitch. Ooh. I don't give a fuck about what you think. Yeah, I said that. And?
You mad?
And?
You mad?
You want to interview me about it, but you ain't going to confront me about it, bitch.
You
That's
mad.
One thing for sure. And you not going to put your goddamn hands on me because we in front of this camera.
You
and what you trying to do, bitch? Because you being messy.
You messy?
And bitch, I'll punch you in your face. I will. Hello.
You're so ghetto. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast, Gossip That Is. I am Mayoka.
And I'm Era.
And we'll see you next Tuesday.
Oh, you guys, we didn't give our... What?
See you next Tuesday. That's how this girl used to spell cunt. See you next Tuesday.
Never heard that before.
Oh, first.